If you're talking about it,
it's always about the money. Everything else is just conversation.
We're talking about it.
No excuses. Just find a way to get it done.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
It's all about the money. Everything else is just conversation. Give me some money and I'll shut up. How's that?
Well, it's like the opposite of what they do here for us.
I know. Yeah. The clowns. We got to talk about the clowns. This is getting ridiculous.
Send in the clowns.
Just had to be the clowns, didn't it? Couldn't indulge in good old-fashioned nationwide panic about zombies or sexy teenage vampires.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Had to be clowns. Had to be mere weeks before Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
like that movie Killer Clowns from Outer Space. These are those kind of clowns.
Yeah. So the fear of clowns.
Or like Pennywise in It.
Coulrophobia. The fear of clowns, not actually characterized as a psychological disorder, but completely understandable nonetheless. Coulrophobia.
Well, it has something to do with the makeup. Somebody's hiding their own face and pretending to be something else, and that really creeps a lot of people out.
Communities all across the country have been perturbed by sightings of clowns and possible clown-related threats. Will they make you laugh to death? Or any matter of creepiness ranging from flat-out hoaxes to actual credible events. Now, we had a school here in the Treasure Valley, which was the guy on a clown website or his own said, if you don't follow me, I'm going to start hurting people at your school and shooting people and stuff. People have been arrested. Schools have sent out warning letters. Social media is crawling with creepy homemade clown videos. And even the White House talked about it in their press.
Yeah. Well, there was a false report the other day. There was a girl who was late for work, and so she actually called the police and told them she was attacked by a clown. She wasn't. She was just late for work.
Go for the juggler.
Stephen Colbert last night defended innocent clowns. Stephen King has told people, basically, that's kind of my shtick, you know, because he's the one who wrote It.
Here's his
Pennywise the Clown.
Here's his tweet. Hey, guys, time to cool the clown hysteria. Most of them are good. Cheer up the kiddies. Make people laugh. Mm-hmm. Stephen King.
And I don't know where this happened, but I suspect perhaps Milwaukee or Florida. Because Milwaukee is where you will find the Clown Hall of Fame.
Didn't know that.
And Florida is where a lot of them hang out.
In the winter.
Starting in like October, November.
It's where the circuses go.
But some of them have organized Clown Lives Matter.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's going to probably.
No.
That's going to get them into
Stop.
A little bit of hot water, I think. The good news is there's plenty of parking because they all arrive in one car.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? Creepy clown hoaxes in New Jersey and Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And they're arresting like 13-year-old girls who are putting on these masks and peeping into windows.
And here's the deal. Well, peeping into windows will get you arrested.
Well, yeah, that's
dressing
true.
Up like a clown's not against the law.
No, it is not.
It's not.
Even if you look creepy.
Benjamin Radford is a folklorist. He wrote a book called Bad Clowns. He says the current fad we're enduring is nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
Similar waves of stories and hysteria have happened before. Now, do you remember this? In the 80s, there were phantom clown reports. There were stories out of Massachusetts of school children saying they were chased or lured by clowns, and their parents took it seriously and kept them home.
Oddly, I don't remember that.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. It's because the pattern closely resembles one of the first clown encounters that tipped off the latest fascination in August.
Or for short, encounters.
Yeah, encounters. That's very good.
Okay.
Happened in an apartment complex in Greenville, South Carolina, Chris. People reported seeing clowns in the woods trying to lure them into the darkness.
Ah.
Come here. Come here.
But it didn't look like they had anything good to give them.
No.
So they didn't go.
Many of the reports were hoaxes. Some were pranks. Some were schoolyard rumors. Stories continued. Chicago,
a lot of these,
Baltimore,
you know, a lot of these
London
are just people playing pranks. You know, they put on the mask or they do the makeup or something and go around and play pranks. In Houston, there is a police sergeant that is telling people, by doing this, you are actually gambling with your own life, because there are people out there who will,
who are freaked out
if they see somebody, you know, prowling around their house dressed as a clown. Well, they won't freak out so much as they'll aim and fire. Which can be really bad for your clown suit.
A creepy clown video from Agawam, Massachusetts,
mm-hmm.
has already been revealed to be a viral marketing stunt for a local haunted house. Now, I kind of think that this might have something to do with a lot of them.
Yeah, Halloween.
So even if the whole clown thing didn't start off as a marketing ploy, it's created some fertile ground.
Apparently there was a report in Concord, Massachusetts, that a clown actually tried to kidnap a one-year-old girl from a bus stop, who clearly was with her mother.
Who was the perpetrator? I don't know, some clown.
Some clown tried to pick a... And there have even been rumors of creepy clowns in Anchorage, Alaska. You know,
there were the ones wearing
bundled coats. Yeah, exactly, bundled up creepy clowns, but creepy clowns nevertheless.
Clowns are a source of childlike amusement, but they can also be scary and weird. We'll talk about people scared of clowns when we come back. It's 8:45.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 1, listen to Savage on 670 KBOI.
Come into the woods. I've got something to show you.
We've got candy.
Come.
If you don't like candy, we've got other stuff.
Laugh with us. All right, never that. That was good. We're talking about clowns today.
Well done, Kevin. You know, finding the creepy clown.
Yeah, that's good. The classic horror story, It.
Mm-hmm. Stephen King.
It is about clowns. Coming out again next year. It's a remake.
Yeah.
While it seems like perfect timing, it's funny that Stephen King is in there tweeting about this.
Well, yeah, he's telling people, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I think
clowns are good. See my movie.
I think that Stephen King, much like that, police sergeant in Houston, is warning people: this is very funny, but don't mess around with it because there are
you
people
can
who
get shot.
There are people who will feel threatened because you know they're creeped out by clowns.
Do you know people who don't like clowns?
I do.
I do too. Afraid of clowns?
Kind of married to one.
Is she afraid of them?
I don't know that she's afraid of them, but she just...
She's creeped out by them.
Yeah. I mean, I can sit and watch clowns perform for a long time. I like the circus and stuff like that. It's never bothered me.
Yeah. I had a colored guy on my football broadcast, mm-hmm. scared to death of clowns.
The guy that did the color commentary?
Yeah.
Huh.
Scared to death of
clowns. See, I know all of them, so I'm trying to figure out which one it was.
A Warner Brothers spokesman told CNN... there's no connection between the film, the remake of It,
mm-hmm.
and recent clown sightings. Although that would be...
it's just luck, I guess, in his case.
Yeah, but say you sent out clown things and $500 to people in 8, 9, 10, 20 cities.
Well, yeah, you can create fake news. The only problem is when somebody...
Look, a clown.
When somebody decides to say, yeah, we got $500 from him for... Whoops.
Yeah. Yeah, that would knock it all out.
Yeah.
All right.
It's hard to find people who don't blab.
All right, let's go to Jim on line one. We're trying out a new thing here. Hopefully it'll work. Jim, good morning.
Morning. How's it going?
Good.
You know, it's amazing how, you know, people seem to be afraid of clowns.
Yeah.
You know, in Seinfeld, Kramer was afraid of clowns.
That's true.
You know, I did see the movie It. I'm not a horror film buff. And I don't really dig Stephen King, but the actors in the old It, it had a lot of really good actors in
mm-hmm.
it.
Who was in that?
Oh, was he Richard Thomas, I know, was
yes.
in it.
No, Richard, was it? Yeah, you're Richard Thomas, right.
And I'm going to have to look.
And Annette, so what's her name?
O'Toole?
O'Toole, I think.
Let me see.
Tim Curry was in it?
Oh, yeah, Tim Curry played Pennywise the Clown. And he's just creepy all by himself.
Anyway. He is. He's a creepy guy.
He's good at being creepy.
It had quite a few good actors that I liked.
Let's see. Quickly here. Richard Thomas. Yeah, Tim Reed, who was on WKRP. Annette O'Toole. Harry Anderson from Night Court. Dennis Christopher, who was in, what was that one, the bike racing in Indiana.
Yeah.
Richard Masur. Jonathan Brandis, who has left us. John Ritter was in it.
Thanks,
yeah,
Jim.
It was it was a pretty good cast. Seth Green.
Yeah. A lot of guys.
Olivia Hussey, who
trying
played,
to keep their careers alive.
Who played Juliet in the 1968 movie.
It's 8:56. Going to take a news break. We'll be back with more clown makeup. It's 8:56.
If you're talking about it,
it's always about the money. Everything else is just conversation.
We're talking about it.
No excuses. Just find a way to get it done.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho. 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back. KBOI News Time 9:07.
Couple quick instant messages, here.
Couple of quick instant messages.
Rod says several years ago, Stephen King had a movie produced of his book, It. Yeah, we talked about that, which was about killer clowns, actually won.
Uh-huh.
I know of people who still freak out to this date because of that movie, just
really?
Saying. Yeah, well, because as we were talking about, Tim Curry was a really good Pennywise the Clown because he can do creepy like few people can. Fran of McCall says, I like your show today about creepy clowns. Takes our minds off those clowns running for office.
Bada boom.
As for Florida, clowns will be swept away by Hurricane Matthew. Good point. Those in Alaska will freeze to death, Kansas hit by a tornado, etc. I like that.
Yeah.
Natural disasters will take care of the things that we fear.
And it's a social thing. People like to be scared.
Yeah.
They love to be scared.
Dave says, what's going to happen when someone shoots one of these clowns?
That's what Chris said.
We wondered about that, too. Just a matter of time. I think they deserve to be shot. They know what they are doing, and they know certain people are terrified of clowns. To me, it's no different than dressing up in a grizzly bear suit and charging after people. Eventually, someone will have a gun and will believe they are justified by pulling the trigger.
Like that guy. You saw the TV thing about that guy? Mauled twice by the same grizzly bear?
Oh, yeah, and then he had the presence of mind to turn on his phone camera and talk into it and describe the attack and describe, and he's like, I think my arm over here is broken and I think my shoulder's broke. You know, how could he have been that cold? Well, I guess after you've been mauled by a bear, what's there to be excited about?
He was in shock, you can tell by looking at
it. Oh, yeah.
Here's the deal. He had a gun.
And just couldn't...
And he used bear spray instead. The gun, I guess, fell out of his pocket.
Oh, wow.
Bad luck there.
But yeah, the bear sprays.
But they actually say, a lot of people say that it's smarter to use bear spray than
apparently,
than shoot a bear because you don't want a wounded bear coming after you.
Also a good point.
Yeah.
But apparently this bear, the bear spray made him barely hesitate.
Yeah, because it, and they,
ouch.
They figure it was a she and had cubs and came back. And apparently after the first attack, it just... stalked them until attack number two.
Well, yeah.
It's amazing.
Thank God he left. I can get a... Oh, no!
A lot of us are scared by... do you have any fears, unreasonable fears?
Heights, I guess.
Oh, yeah. That's a reasonable fear as
but
far
I'm,
as I'm concerned.
I'm one of those people. I can't even stand up on a chair.
Yeah. Chucky.
Adjust the lights. No, you adjust the lights.
Chucky, that doll. Chucky.
All ventriloquist dolls or just that
Chucky.
Particular doll?
What was it? The one that looks like...
Yeah, Chucky.
Yeah.
The one that,
people are terrified
the one that looks like
that.
Gruden.
Looks like John Gruden. Yeah, it does. I couldn't think of his name. Yeah, it does.
From Monday Night Football.
And in fact, they call Gruden Chucky.
Yeah.
But...
Because he frowns all the time.
So they make something that kids play with into a terrible... object of fear and panic. And you've seen clowns in the attic. There'll be a clown sitting over there.
Well, some of the best horror movies are like that. They take something that you normally would just think is something fun, an amusement park, a day at the beach. Mm-hmm. Remember Jaws?
Yeah.
And they turn it into something horrible.
Yeah.
And that's fun.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it makes you stay home the rest of your life. until they do one about, you know, there could be ghosts in your house.
Well, I mean, there's always that. The phone call's coming from your house. Yeah. He's in the house. Ah! Remember
have
that?
Have you checked the children?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so, and we like to be, my wife hates horror movies.
We mind us too.
Yeah, she don't like them at all. Is your wife like?
No. Next good, horror, horror movie, we should send them out to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. And then
we'll go to the movie?
No, we should also go to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
I was going to say, yeah, we're getting screwed here.
In fact, we don't even have to go to the movie. Let's just go to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's good.
Now I'm all hungry.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, I went to, what was the one, Blair Witch Project by myself. That one was hard to adjust to.
I didn't like it because of the camera.
Well, yeah, it was because there were people who saw that movie and threw up
like
in the theater.
I made the movie.
Yeah, because
that's how bad it was.
It's like snorkeling when there are waves. You know, you get motion sickness.
Yeah. Yeah. And the,
or, I know, think the, or the Tilt-A-Whirl.
The budget for that movie was like $2,200.
Yeah,
maybe it
but
wasn't
they
that
made
much.
But they made a mint compared.
Oh,
to
Oh yeah, they made millions and millions.
Yeah.
Unbelievable stuff. So we're gonna take a break. We're going to come back with something even scarier than clowns. How much it costs to use an ATM now?
Dun, dun, dun.
KBOI rewards code is CLOWN. 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 Go to 670KBOI.com, enter CLOWN, and win 5,000 rewards points. Now, if you want to win something else, call. Right now, be caller number 6 at 336-3711, and you will win. Well, you will be qualified for the great Hawaii trip for two.
To see the Boise State Hawaii game.
Boise State Hawaii game on the 12th of November. November, actually.
Until the 12th of November. Yeah.
So be caller number 6 right now at 336-3711 and win. Be qualified for a trip to Hawaii.
Dave that wrote earlier and said that, you know, one of these guys in a clown suit is going to get a shot and said it'd be like somebody,
we all agree with
somebody
that.
Who dresses up like a grizzly bear and chases you could get shot. He says, I should clarify, a real-looking bear suit, not like a mascot bear or something you could tell if it's a fake. Yeah, like if the bear...
Like the Boise State Bronco.
If it's not
a real horse.
Yeah, if the bear is wearing a sweater that says, you know, Twin Falls High School or something.
Mm-hmm.
Who else are the bears?
Twin Falls Bruins.
Oh, or Idaho, but Skyline, the Grizzlies. And
UCLA.
And UCLA Bruins. Yeah. What else? Baylor. Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're wearing one of those sweaters.
Boston Bruins.
Anyway, bears don't wear sweaters, so just, you know, figure that out.
Yeah.
He says, I mean, something like that will truly terrify someone. Yeah, and if it's realistic, I imagine it would.
Yeah, no question.
Until you realize, wait a minute, he's walking like a guy.
Yeah, he's got shoes on. What the?
He's walking like my neighbor.
Yeah.
I think I will shoot.
Do you have an ATM card?
Yeah.
Do you use it?
Rarely.
I don't have one. I mean, I've got one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I use it to buy gas.
I've got one locked up.
Because it's easier to just, you know, put the card in and buy your gas than it is to go into the place and give them cash.
Yeah.
And it's not like Oregon where they come out and get it from you.
Yeah, we are a society where, you know me, I like to have money.
Yeah.
But I don't use an ATM to get it. And
right.
Here's why.
Okay. Well, yeah, there are ATM fees, especially.
Yeah.
If you're out of your own network or out of your own, you're not at your own bank.
Yeah. And I have lived with and known people who could not or would not keep track of the monies they took with their ATM card. So
yeah, that can
they
be
had no idea how much money they had in the bank.
Let's just put it, here's a general rule. If you're bad at bookkeeping, things may not turn out well for you.
Yeah. All right. And you might want to think twice before using your ATM card.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this.
Okay.
Fees for out-of-network locations have hit a record average of $4.57.
That's the average.
Average. So some of them are higher.
I think the most I've ever gone ahead and hit the yes button on was $3, and I felt like an idiot for doing that.
How much did you get?
But it was,
how much money did you get?
I think 40 or 60. I can't remember which.
Good. It's a good thing you didn't get 20 because $3 out of 20 is like what?
Well, it's like, what, 15%?
Yeah. something like that. The $4.57.
It is 15%.
Yeah, $4.57.
I ought to be able to do that kind of math in my head.
Cent total represents a combination of the average ATM owner surcharge of $2.90 and an extra $1.67 charged by consumers' banks for going outside the network.
Exactly. The machine charges you for using it, and then the bank charges you for using something that wasn't their machine.
Yeah.
And so, actually just, getting cash when it's payday and carrying it around makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. It's the 10th consecutive year that fees have reached new heights, surpassing last year's average of $4.52.
I don't think my parents...
Chloe Orr was the winner, by the way, or the qualifier for the Hawaii trip. Congratulations, Chloe.
Much like yourself, I don't think my mom or my dad has ever used an ATM card.
I've used one, but not for years and years and years.
And they're both very good bookkeepers.
Yeah. An unplanned stop here. Listen to this.
Okay.
This is like we're talking never just get $20. An unplanned stop at the ATM for $20 will cost 23% in fees, according to Greg McBride, Bankrate.com's chief financial analyst. Rising ATM fees, the highest of which can be found in Phoenix. Listen to this. In Phoenix, Arizona, $5.07 a transaction.
Holy cow. See, I wouldn't pay $5.
Yeah.
Well, again, when I paid $3, I probably paid $5 because my bank probably charged me $2.
Yeah, and you don't think about that.
Not so much.
So you get $5.07 in Phoenix, and these rates hit low and moderate income households the hardest.
Well, yeah.
Fees eat up a greater percentage of your money. You got to watch out. High interest rates, fees that you don't think about.
This is how lending and borrowing and stuff is structured anyway.
Yeah,
it's if you don't have to borrow, don't.
Exactly.
If you don't have to use your credit card, don't. Because the system isn't designed just for your convenience. I think that's like the residue of the actual design.
Yeah, you can use a credit card, just pay it completely off every month.
Yeah, if you rent a car or get airline tickets, you use your credit card.
Yeah,
because I think you get automatic with most credit cards. You get automatic insurance when you buy airline tickets.
Yep,
and then you can't rent a car without a credit card in most places.
But pay it off.
Yeah,
pay it completely off.
Yeah. Because seriously, interest will kill you. And, I've known people that charge like something for $1,500 on a credit card thinking, I'll just pay it off in a few months. And then, they paid and paid
The first month is huge.
Well, you pay for 8 months and you realize you still owe $2,300, which was more than the thing cost.
Yeah, I did something I usually don't do and got something on the internet,
right?
Which my bank saw as a cash advance. So I think it was $200. So
they charged you for doing that.
They charged me $20, and then they were going to charge $20 the next month.
Is this your old bank or your new bank?
No, it's still not the bank.
Because I was thinking it should be your old bank.
And so Tammy called them up and goes, "What the? Yeah. Are you doing?" And they went, "Because we have different accounts at the bank. We have quite a bit of money there." And so they went, okay.
Almost every time you call the bank, they'll waive something.
Yeah. So
they won't waive everything, but they'll waive something.
Yeah.
Maybe just their hand.
Yeah. Be aggressive if you think you've been hosed. Kyle Wakefield, managing partner of a Washington, D.C.-based wealth management firm, Odell Wakefield, Roseman and Shipp. We do a lot of business with them, Chris and I.
Sure.
Said the first ATM surcharges came in 1994 when Triton Systems bought the independent ATMs to the market. Remember that? A lot of people actually bought ATMs, remember, to put in airports and stuff?
My friend Flanagan, he lived out here for quite a while, and he's back in Iowa now, but he had gone to the University of Iowa. And when he came out here, he says, "How come you don't have ATMs in all the convenience stores?"
Yeah.
And I said, "I don't know. They're just at the banks." And he said, "Well, geez, in Iowa, they're at every convenience store." Yeah. And then about 2 years later, they were in every convenience store here, too.
And they're owned by people like you and I who invest in them And I always see those things where they drive their car through the window and take your ATM. They're charging because they can, and they're getting away with it. People love convenience until the surcharge hits a number where people say enough's enough.
Right.
Well, $5 a thing is enough. Until then, financial self-discipline is the best way to avoid out-of-network surcharges.
Yeah, it's amazing how often self-discipline is the best way to go.
Yep. It can also pay, as you said, to shop for another bank or credit union that reimburses customers for out-of-network surcharges.
When,
and a lot of them do. I think my bank does, actually.
We need to get to the bottom of the hour news break, but quickly here, Curtis of Boise said, lucky for the clown that runs this state, he doesn't have to wear makeup. Good on him. I don't think he's a fan of Butch Otter.
Wow. KBOY News Time, 926.
Remember, you are listening to Paul, Jay, and Chris on 670 KBOI.
Money.
It's one of my favorite hit songs that was written in 7/8 time.
Yeah.
In fact, it might be the only one I know.
Might be the only one. Money. Talk about money this morning. And we got a couple of phone callers on the line. I'm going to try to use this phone system. Oh, cool. All right, let's go to Dave in Cascade. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I agree on the ATM fees are pretty unreasonable at times. But, you know, we can't receive a Social Security check in the mail any longer.
Oh, they go. They
so the only
deposit.
Way you have to get your money out is to go to a bank that it or a credit union where it was deposited.
That's true.
Or go, use an ATM.
That's a really good point.
It's very inconvenient. Also, I used to spend 6 months or shall we say winters in Mexico.
Sure.
And after a while, they did get ATMs at work, and so you would not have to carry thousands of dollars
with you.
Yeah,
that's not smart, yeah.
You know, if you're going to be there for a long period of time, you could access it. And the key to it is to take out, you know, as much as you can,
right,
if you can afford it, out of the machines, because some of them limit you to 200, others to 400, some 500. My credit union limits me to $500 withdrawal at an ATM, which I don't agree with. You know, if I've got money in my checking account, I ought to be able to get it out.
Yeah, and I hear what you're saying. If you get paid charged a fee to get your own money,
yeah, it kind of makes you
that
feel
that just seems kind of stupid.
It makes you feel like you're doing something stupid, doesn't it?
Well, you know, and banks are not nice to work with. I was in a Smith's food store and used my debit card and got cash back. They also had a Bank of America right across from the cashier, and so I took my 20s over and wanted to change it for larger bills, you know, for convenience.
Sure.
And they would not convert it to a larger bill because I did not have an account with that bank.
Seriously?
No.
Whatever happened to service?
Not at all.
Yeah.
And the hardest thing to do is to convince your wife that she needs to take out more than $20 at a time.
Yeah, because then you get into the 20% thing.
Yeah, and it took me a long time to convince mine. She said, well, I don't need that much money.
People out there are going, what a lucky guy.
So, anyway, those are my comments, but not being able to get a Social Security check, that's one of the big ones. Also, banks charge you fees to maintain an account.
Yeah.
I
always make sure I have enough in there to get that fee returned.
Yeah, but I had an account with a bank, and I wasn't using it. And I only had like $100 in it.
Yep, that was gone quickly.
A year later, I go to draw money out of my account, and they said, oh, your account was closed. I said, what do you mean closed? Well, you weren't using it, so we charged you $10 a month.
Yep, and in 12 months, your $120 was gone.
Yeah. Anyway, Thanks. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
That's weird.
That would make you feel, what's the word, homicidal? Is that it? Yeah, that's the word.
Exactly. Let's go to Mark. Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Such is the lovely world of the gangster bangsters. You know, if you go on Google, I use the Yahoo search engine here on my MacBook, Norway going cashless. You go and see that what they have posted on there, going cashless in Norway means giving banks more control over your money. That's one of them. Another one, Sweden moving towards cashless economy. There are places right now over there in Norway that actually charge merchants to make deposits of any cash.
Now, that is one of the signs of the apocalypse, right?
Straight out of the book of Revelations. Oh, and I'm not a church-going person, but isn't it strange how we seem to be following that whole pre-written book?
Yeah, a lot of people don't read that.
You won't be able to make transactions or barter unless you have the mark of the beast. And, you know, I see what's going on here. Why they're doing that even here is to get people, and I'm sorry, I only have one card that I carry. I mean, all the gas stations, basically, you don't need their own gas station card. You can use one credit card.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's all I have, Paul. And I get the bill. I pay it off.
Perfect.
Otherwise, I do use cash.
Me too.
I know what they're trying to do. People are
still there.
Mark?
Good morning.
Oh, we
you guys taking comments, Mark?
Mark, you still there?
Okay, let's talk to him.
Can't answer. Mark?
Hello?
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
go ahead.
Oh, well, yeah. I'll
can't answer that
again.
Phone when he's on.
No, I forget my train of thought here. No, I think they are deliberately trying to force us down our throat, like the gentleman just said about, and that's legal tender. It's not like you're taking coins. I learned way back, coins are not classified as legal tender. But if that gentleman was going to a B of A to trade $20 bills or tens and fives, whatever, up for $100 or a $50 bill, I'm sorry, there's something wrong with the bank, and the bank should be reported, not that anything would be done about it.
True.
Because that is legal tender. That's like saying we will not take that, whether you're a customer of that bank or not. There's something wrong, but they are forcing this cashless society down our throats. And you'll have everything about you monitored. I'll let you guys go on that.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Mm-hmm. That's true. In all your spending habits and does it get creepy for you when you're on the internet and they the ads that appear on certain websites are exactly what you would like to buy?
Oh, yeah, because they know what you
because
buy.
They know the sorts of things that you look at. They know the sorts of stuff that you've purchased. They know it. They know everything about you. And so, mine are all for, you know, stuff like NFL jerseys and new TVs and
things
like that.
Well, okay, now that's because you bought through the NFL shop.
This is true. I've done
Remember
that.
I told you I bought my daughter? First time I've ever bought anything.
Yeah.
Through the NFL, I bought my daughter this great 50th anniversary or whatever it was, Bears sweater.
Sell your own stadium now.
And now I better get three things a day from the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Three
is kind of lucky, actually.
You get a lot more?
Well, I've you know.
Probably three for everything
I've been shopping
you've
for Christmas
bought.
For years on the internet. And so,
oh, they're after you now.
Yeah. And a lot of the things that they think I like are actually stuff that I bought for other people, but they like it. So, yeah.
And you're still buying for them.
Well, yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah, so.
Actually, it does make it kind of easy for me. It's one of those things that it wasn't designed so much for my convenience as it was for somebody to make money, but still, it's convenient for me.
Yeah. We'll be back. You're listening to Idaho Talks Live, talking money.
Boise woman has been missing for several days, and police are hoping you can help find her. Details coming up on 670 KBOI. Back now to Paul J. and Chris.
All right, talking about bank fees, et cetera, et cetera. Let's go to line five and Charlie of Ontario. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, you guys. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, your caller about not getting a Social Security check, actual check.
Yeah.
They want to deposit it in your bank account.
True.
But there is one more alternative that I don't think a lot of people know.
What's that?
That is called Direct Express.
How does it work?
Well, you call an 800 number, you talk to their representative, and they ask you, they verify who you are, what your account is, what it is, you know, whether it's just SSI or disability.
Right. Sure.
then they assign you an account number, just like a bank would, and then they issue you a debit card. And using that debit card, it shows every transaction the minute you do it. It's a rolling transaction system.
Well, now that I think about it, you could do that with your bank too, right?
Sure you could.
But if you
don't want to tie your SSI up into your bank account,
sure.
You can do it separately with this.
But they still,
and as long as you use their ATMs, there's no charge to take your money out.
But they still won't just send you a check no matter what.
No, they won't.
But I don't think so.
No, they won't.
The government doesn't send or print checks anymore.
Mm. Yeah, I know because I'm there.
No.
Yeah. All right, good stuff, Bob. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate that.
That's good knowledge right there.
See,
I forget about the debit cards because I don't use them.
Right. Yeah. H.G. McCall says, those ads on your screen in the upper right-hand corner, you will see ad choices in green. I think it depends on which...
Bank app.
It depends on which server you use. But
oh, sure.
This is an outfit that puts the ads there. If you click on these ads, you will be in trouble. When you go to whatever website, things will be double underlined in green. If you click on these, this outfit will get into your computer and cause a lot of trouble. It is extremely hard to get rid of, even if you uninstall it. I used Hitman Pro to get rid of it on my old computer. On my new computer, I will never click on an ad choices or anything underlined in green. Well, I think that's a good policy, I think, based on that.
Good advice. Let's go to Bob of Nampa. Bob, good morning.
Morning, guys. Yeah, I ran into something kind of interesting along this line here a while back. When I had a former employer, I belonged to a local credit union. And when I left, I think it was $250 or $300 in the account, just kept it open.
Sure.
Over a period of about 20 years, it increased up to $600.
Nice.
Here the other day, I got a letter from them stating they can start charging me $1 a month in active account fee. Well, now, wait a minute. I looked down the page. They're paying me 0.1% interest on it.
I know. Isn't that
something?
They're
going to pay me, they're paying me 60 cents a year. They want to charge me $12 a year. So I called up, talked to the manager. But it's only $1 a month. I'm not paying you money to leave money in your account. She couldn't get it. I said, I'll be there in about 15 minutes. When I got there, she was no longer available, of course. And I got this young gal that was the assistant manager, and I got the same spiel.
Hmm.
It's only $1 a month. Write me a check.
Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff they should be teaching in high school math, not some of what they're teaching.
Absolutely correct. You're absolutely right. Good stuff, Bob. So you close the account, right?
Well, absolutely. I'm going to lose $11.40 a year to let the money sit there.
I love it.
That didn't make much sense to me.
Not to me either. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, and he makes a good point. I took accounting in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't become an accountant or go into it in college, but I took basic accounting. You know, what would be essentially accounting 101, I think.
Right.
And, learned about each column and being in the red, being in the black, that sort of thing. And it was very useful.
Yep.
Because if you even for like a month don't pay attention, you can get all of a sudden a lot of your money is just gone and you have no idea where it went.
Let's go to Mike of Nampa. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. Gentlemen, I first of all, I want to apologize because I'm not calling in on topic, but I'll be very brief. This is an unsolicited appreciation. I drove by Albertson's on 12th Avenue in Nampa, and the students from St. Paul's School are over there praying for America. They got a banner up saying, come join us. And I just wanted to appreciate these kids that are out there concerned for our country. I think we should all be. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I just really appreciated seeing them out there.
All right. Good stuff. Thanks, mm-hmm. Mike. Good for them. Be active.
Yeah. And that's
a lot of people
over on 12th and Napa.
Yeah. Albertson's 12th Street South in Napa.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, good stuff. So take that ATM card and don't use it so much. Well, the thing is,
I thought you were going to end that differently.
I know. The thing is, stay in network if at all possible. And I understand it's not always possible. But I think my bank will reimburse you for out-of-network charges.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Some do, some don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and there are some banks that have ATM networks everywhere.
Yes,
Tons and tons of locations.
Yep.
And then some of the smaller ones, like some of the credit unions and things like that, you might have a more limited list of places you can use your ATM without being charged.
Yeah, but see, I don't use a debit card, but I can see the value in it because it's like, I'm one of the few people. Well, I don't though. I don't write checks anymore.
No, that's true.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I'll write checks. I don't know what for.
You've gone green.
I'll write checks for hay out in New Plymouth.
Everybody told me I should go green, so I did.
Yep, me too.
Just my wallet.
Yep. All right, that'll do it for today's show. We'll see you tomorrow for an Open Phones Friday.
All right.
I think we got 90 minutes for it tomorrow. Something to Think About with Mike Rogers is next, brought to you by Boise Church of Christ, where church is family. Check them out on the World Wide Web at BoiseChurch.org.
Now, Something to Think About with Mike Rogers.
Putin has taken advantage of perceived American weakness in recent years. First, he began fortifying his position in the country of Georgia that he invaded in 2008. Russia occupies 20% of that country. He has modernized his military, including key strategic assets like his submarine fleet and his nuclear arsenal. With uncertainty in the leadership in Ukraine, he took advantage. Russian tanks and special forces rolled into Crimea, and he took it. They've also destabilized eastern Ukraine. In Syria, every American fit and start was an opportunity for Russia to prop up their client state, the Assad regime. Russia's warm water port in Syria seems very safe today. The latest dig against the United States' interests was Russia pulling out from a landmark nuclear security agreement on the disposal of plutonium, a key component for nuclear weapons. For years now, the Russians have been eating our lunch. Putin is likely to keep pushing the envelope until someone, hopefully a new American president, pushes back. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.